talking today with Shannon Phillips, of course, with the Oklahoma Conservation Commission. Shannon, good news once again. A lot of reduction of our nutrient load in our waterways.
Yes. Thanks to the work of conservation districts, local landowners, NRCS, and the Conservation Commission, we've proven that these voluntary conservation programs to address water quality can be very effective. With less than 1.5% of the national funding of the program, we've reduced 30% of the national load reduction of phosphorus, 14% of the national load reduction of nitrogen. Those are two of the compounds that contribute most significantly to water quality problems, not only in Oklahoma, but all across the nation.
You pointed out that we're doing that level of work with a very small percentage of the overall dollars being allocated nationally. What's the secret?
The secret is that we have a great conservation partnership here in Oklahoma. Since the Dust Bowl, producers have been comfortable going to their local conservation districts and local NRCS offices, recognizing those people as leaders and helping them address the conservation needs that they have, whether that's drought issues in the western part of the state, whether that's animal waste issues in other part of the state, or whether we're talking about, people are considering, how do I farm and also have time for my regular job that really pays the bills, and considering things like conversion to no-till. So they are comfortable going to those experts in helping them address their conservation needs. And we work really well as a partnership to deliver those resources out to those landowners, both in the form of technical and financial assistance.
Last couple of years, we've also had the same approximate time, some delisting.
Yes.
Announcements. Are we close to some of those?
We will be. We do expect to have another announcement about more delisting stories, hopefully later on towards May. Now, we have been experiencing a drought in the past couple of years, which affects our ability to report on water quality success. So we're going to be really careful to take that into consideration. But again, Oklahoma will be a leader in the nation in reducing and solving water quality problems through these reported success stories.
You acknowledge there's more to be done. What is the game plan as you move forward? What do you do? Just more of the same, or...
We do. We learn new things all the time. There's changes in the markets. There's changes in the weather that affect people. We learn new and better practices to distribute to people. But the model of local conservation districts working with local landowners is the pathway that will continue going forward. We have to adapt to having fewer financial resources to make that program happen. We're finding better ways to move forward with less money. But we're showing that we can still be successful even with reduced resources.